Now that you've had a chance to explore some of the VR tours, I just wanted to add that working with this process was one of the most interesting discoveries for me. My training and prior experience has been primarily as a still photographer. All of my practice has been producing single images. The still photographer sees and thinks in a particular way because the experience will always come down to one selection carved out of the continuum by the camera's frame. Concentration, a consideration of action, light, composition, symbolism, detail, often goes into that one selection, or from hundreds of takes, only the one most representative or interpretive view is selected. VR images are different in many respects. By definition, they have no fixed frame. The viewer is free to change the content within the frame. The challenge for the photographer, knowing this, is to design an image that will sustain interest from a multitude of framings and viewing choices. And this changes the way we think about making photographs. Instead of looking for the one best shot from a given subject, we now are searching for the ideal vantage point that will provide something of interest no matter which direction one looks. Or even better, a transition from one view to the next that is dramatic or meaningful. In closing, I'd like to invite you to join me in the discussion section of the study room. I'll be happy to answer your questions about the observatories or the process I used to photograph them. And you can join me online over the next month or so. I'll write back to you and we can talk about what you've seen here today. Thank you for joining me, and don't forget to look up at the night sky.